Chapter 2. Birtwick Park. My kind master helped me get through the difficulty of being broken in. Were it not for his gentle voice and kind care, I could never have stood it. But I remembered my mother's lessons and tried to please my master. And he was well pleased when he sold me to Squire Gordon of Birtwick Park. I was quite happy in my new place. I had a light, airy stable and the best of food. All who had to do with me were good, kind people. Squire Gordon understood horses, and he thought a lot of me. His wife gave me the name Black Beauty, saying that I had a sweet, good-tempered face and such fine, clever eyes. My job was to pull a carriage, and the driver was a man named John Manley. I grew very fond of him. He was so gentle and kind, and he seemed to know just how a horse feels. When he cleaned me, he knew the sensitive places and the ticklish places. When he brushed my head, he went as carefully over my eyes as if they were his own. Life was grand at Birtwick Park, but there was one thing I missed: freedom. For 3.5 years of my life, I had had all the freedom I could wish for. But now, week after week, month after month, and no doubt year after year, I must work. When I was not working, I had to stand in a stable, and when I was working, I had to be steady and quiet. I always had straps here and straps there, a bit in my mouth, and blinders over my eyes. Now, I am not complaining, because I did have a good life, but it was certainly a difficult change to get used to. I also made some horse friends at Birtwick Park. Next to my stall was a little horse named Merrylegs. He was a cheerful fellow, and we became great friends. On the other side of him was Ginger. At first, she was bad-tempered and liked to bite. As I got to know her, she told me about her early life. She was treated poorly and never had any reason to be kind. I must admit, I now understand how a horse becomes one who kicks, and like Ginger did. Happily, her stay at Birtwick led to a change in her attitude. Horses will always be gentle and hard-working if they are treated well. The longer I lived at Birtwick, the more proud and happy I felt. Our master and his wife were respected and dearly loved by all who knew them. They were good and kind to both people and animals. Now, there was a cruel practice that was fashionable at the time. People would put their horses in check reins to keep their heads up and their necks arched. It was terribly painful for the horse and made pulling a cart much more difficult. Squire Gordon was opposed to this practice and said so. Since his judgment was respected, he was able to change some minds about it. The mistress, Mrs. Gordon, too, would stop people if she saw them using the check reins. In her sweet but serious voice, she would try and show the driver how foolish and cruel this practice really was.